Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Happy 4th of July to everyone here in the U.S., because today we celebrate our national freedom and independence from the tyranny of King George III of England. Yet, national independence, precious as it is, points to a deeper reality. The greatest tyranny is not political oppression, but the bondage of sin. Jesus said, "Whoever commits sin is a slave to sin." To guard us from that slavery, God gave the Ten Commandments, and in the fullness of time, the teaching of Jesus handed on through his church. The commandments are not rules that take away our freedom. They preserve authentic freedom, both for persons and for nations. The book of Exodus illustrates this point. When Joseph first settled his family in Egypt, they enjoyed prosperity and full rights. But over the next four centuries, they slowly drifted into Egypt's pagan culture, neglected the moral law, and adopted its idols. Spiritual slavery came first. Political slavery followed, as Pharaoh reduced the Israelites to forced labor. Interior slavery paved the way for exterior slavery. But that's the way it always is. Whenever a people forget God and cast aside his moral law, they do not gain freedom, they forfeit it. Real freedom isn't doing anything you want. It's choosing what's right, because that's what makes you free and happy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In the Exodus, God acts in a very deliberate order. First, He liberates the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. Second, he forms them into a nation at Mount Sinai. And third, he hands them their national charter, their constitution, the Ten Commandments. Far from being chains, the commandments are the nation's moral constitution designed to protect the freedom God has just secured. Israel's history proves the point. Whenever the people keep the commandments, they enjoy peace and self-rule. When they break them, they slide first into idolatry, then into political oppression. The book of Judges repeats this cycle 10 times. The cycle of apostasy, slavery, repentance, and deliverance. And the pattern continues under the kings and into the exile until Israel is finally subjugated under Roman domination, and then they are destroyed. But the lesson is universal. Lasting freedom flows from fidelity to God's moral law, not from casting it aside. How many times must we relearn this lesson? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. How many times have you heard people say, the Catholic Church has too many rules? Well, too often people see the Ten Commandments and the moral law as a limitation to our freedom. But never forget this. The main strategy Satan uses to separate us from God is to try to convince us that God is not a loving Father who has given us freedom so that we can learn to love. No, he is a harsh master bent on controlling us through his commandments. Now, once that lie takes hold, the next step seems logical. If we want to be free, then we have to break away from the Catholic Church. And we have to determine for ourselves what is right and wrong. Believing Satan's lie, we revolt against the very one, the only one, who can make us free. And we end up enslaving ourselves instead to Satan. Pope Benedict XVI addressed this, saying, "This was also the great temptation of the modern age, of the past 3 or 4 centuries. More and more people have thought and said, this God does not give us our freedom. With all his commandments, he restricts the space in our lives. So God has to disappear. We want to be autonomous and independent. Without this God, we ourselves can be God and do as we please." When we choose to sin, it's like locking ourselves in chains. When we follow the Ten Commandments, we are set free to love and do what is right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery, the Ten Commandments and the Church's moral law are to us what an owner's manual is to a car. They reveal our design and show how we operate at our best. Imagine I just bought a new car, maybe a red Ford Mustang. As soon as I got it home, I read the owner's manual, which told me, change your oil every 3,000 miles, inflate the tires to 35 pounds of pressure, and use unleaded fuel only. Then imagine me flying into a rage. Who does Ford think they are? This is my car. I own it. And I'm free to do whatever I want with my car. And you know how expensive gas is these days. But hey, wait a minute. The grocery store is selling Kool-Aid for 24 cents a gallon. So I use my freedom and my last fumes of gas, and I drive to the store and buy enough green Kool-Aid to make 15 gallons, and I put it in my gas tank. Was I free to do this? Yes. But now what am I? A pedestrian. See, Ford wasn't trying to be some ogre and deny my freedom by giving me the owner's manual. Ford designed the car. They knew how it worked, and they wanted me to know so that my car would reach its optimal potential and I'd be happy and tell other people to buy a Ford. The moral law is a reflection of ourselves, of our own design. If we break the moral law, we break ourselves, and in the end, we are less free, not more. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The Ten Commandments are God's blueprint for human flourishing. The first three commandments teach us when we worship God alone, honor his name, and keep his day, Sunday, holy, we stay united to him, the source of unending happiness. Commandments 4 through 10 show us what true freedom in community looks like, where we honor our parents and care for them in their need. We respect life and do not promote abortion. We safeguard marriage and family, being faithful to our spouse and following God's plan for sexuality and procreation, that we respect the property of others. We tell the truth, and we never gossip. And we guard our heart, not coveting what belongs to others, so that envy and resentment take root. So the Ten Commandments safeguard relationships and make both individuals and society free and happy. Jesus illuminated this blueprint in the Sermon on the Mount, and he still guides us through his church today. So our task is simple: to learn the moral law, to trust God who gave it to us, and then to live it. And in so doing, we'll find the real freedom and lasting joy we long for. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, maybe a good resolution today would be to pull out the catechism, if you have one, or pull up on our phone and just put in 10 Commandments. Review the 10 Commandments. And if anything jumps out at you as, ooh, I've broken that commandment, immediately tell God you're sorry, and then make a plan to get to confession as soon as possible. And at the very least, thank God for giving us such a wise design and the grace to carry it out. So what struck you with this commandment, this meditation on the commandments as the real path to freedom?
I was just kind of thinking, it's kind of funny, especially today on the 4th of July, where we're celebrating our independence, we're celebrating our country. And when you look at the dawn of America, we were freeing ourselves from a tyrannical king. And one of the first things we did was we put together a list of rules, which is exactly what people complain about with the church. But immediately that acknowledges that in order to protect our freedom, we had to make rules.
Good. And excellent.
At the end of the day, I think even people who look at the church and say there's too many rules and I can't live my life not doing all of these things that I find really enjoyable, all of those people live by legal rules, but also their own moral rules that they set for themselves. And even if they don't communicate their own moral rules to others, they expect everyone else to follow them. Yeah. And what it means if you're not living by a legal or religious set of laws is that those moral rules are constantly changing, which I find just, it's the same design and it's just you're trying to write your car manual yourself every day.
Yeah.
As if you've never heard of a car.
Yeah.
But yeah, we all still live by those rules. Because at the end of the day, when you talk about freedom, it's not just the ability to choose anything at any moment. The freedom that we actually want is to be enabled to pursue good and happiness. But if everyone was completely free and there were no rules, then you could steal all my money at any moment, and then I have less money to achieve whatever I need to achieve. Suddenly, I can't pay for my car because you have no reason not to steal from me. You can just, you know, why follow a rule? Which you're just subjected to everyone else's freedom all the time, and also the consequences of freedom, because even if you eliminate the rules, both of those two things still impact you.
Yeah. Could you imagine never having driven a car, nobody ever showing you how to operate it or what to do for it?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody gives you a car on your 16th birthday, and you literally don't know, how does this thing run?
Mm-hmm. I did feel a bit like that. When I was a teenager, I got a hand-me-down car from my brother, and no one told me. I was not told a lot about how to drive this car, and so the first time I drove it to band practice in high school, I drive over, and because I had driven the same route, but I'd driven in a different car before, and I drive over there, and I go to take my keys out, and I'm like, my keys are stuck in my car. I couldn't pull my keys out because it was a Hyundai Elantra, and I realized not every car, it's not the same in every car, because it's freaked out some of my friends as well when they borrowed my car, but you kind of have to push in and then turn a little bit farther when you take the keys out. And so the first time I just went to turn the keys just as I had put them in, and they didn't come out, and I thought, I've broken the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now I could have opened up, I don't know, the manual. Because you just didn't know. Freaked out.
You just didn't know.
I just didn't know.
And how much better because could you imagine if you could get the hood up, you might be tempted to put gas where the windshield wiper.
I wouldn't know the difference.
Windshield washer's fluid goes.
What's actually really funny about this is that the other day, I literally sat down in the living room with a nice big cup of tea on a Sunday afternoon, and I pulled out my car manual and I started reading through it like a book.
Yeah.
I just started, start to finish. And it was actually really funny because there was actually a really funny page at the start that was almost like a poem. And I'm like, no one would ever see this because no one's reading the first page of their car manual. And I was just delighted by all of the features I didn't know about. And I was genuinely getting excited as if I was reading a really good book.
Yeah.
It was my car manual.
But almost very few people realize that the moral law is your design.
Yeah. Because think about it this way. There are so many, we still experience all of the side effects, whether or not we know the law, whether or not we know our car. But think of how delightful it is when you realize, oh, that's why I feel so upset when someone does this or that. That's why this friendship isn't going well, because I'm not doing this. And it's so illuminating and freeing.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling like our emotions and these situations just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because that is how I feel about my car when I don't read my car manual.
Yeah.
The same problems, just with no solution.
Problems, brokenness with no solutions. I know firsthand the slavery, the darkness, the sadness, and the brokenness that come from ignoring the moral law, because I did for the first part of my life. And I also have experienced the freedom, the joy, and the peace of working according to my design. So, really the takeaway from this is one of the main reasons we do daily meditation is so that we can better understand the way God designed us, that we might use our freedom to cooperate more fully with that design so that we might be truly free and happy. And when we break ourselves, thanks be to God for the sacrament of reconciliation, where Christ can fix us.
The freedom to mess up and the freedom to try again.
Yep. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.